Ovis, Per Gimel Mishnah Yud Ches. This Mishnah is the last Mishnah in Per Gimel. Per Gimel, the Tzuras HaDvarim, is more centered around different Hashkofis about Limud HaTorah, Kiyum HaTorah, Kabbalas Ol Torah, and so on. The next Perek is going to be more focused maybe on Mitzvahs, on Midos. So maybe that's why the Mishnah over here finishes off with an interesting perspective. Rabbi Elazar ben Chisma Eimer. The Gemara said that we have in the Mishnah of Rabbi Elazar ben Chisma, you take a look at the Mefarshim, Tosfot Tev and others, the proper Gemara probably is Rabbi Elazar Chisma. Chisma was given to him al shem epsamaisa with a miloshin chesima. So Pashtus, it's not ben Chisma, but Rabbi Elazar Chisma. And he defines for us different areas in Limud HaTorah that might not be the standard. Kinin upischei nida hein hein gufe halachas. Kinin are the halachas that birds that get mixed up from carbonos, the carbon of yeledus primarily, so you could have different cheshbainis with permutations and possibilities when a bunch of birds got mixed up. Meseches kinim is very, very difficult, but the difficulty, Shabbai, is mostly the math, mostly cheshbain. The same is true about Pischei Nida. Pischei Nida refers to the Yemei Nida and Yemei Ziva that we have in Meseches Nida, where there's 11 Yemei Nidus and 7 Yemei Nidus and 11 Yemei Ziva. And the Cheshbonis of how to compute can also be complicated. So even though primarily the difficulties, the Haravani, is mathematical, the Mishnah points out that Hein Hein Gufi Halachas, these are areas in Halacha that are important. Very Nege Halacha Lamaisa. And because of that, they're considered halacha itself, they're gufi halachas. What's the chiddush? They are gufi halachas, they're not. One who's oisik in these areas in halacha should be considered as being oisik in halacha itself. They're nafkuminis lahalacha. You look at the rav brings, if you hold tefillah bizman mitzvah, which is a shayla, if a woman is cheshbing a yom tahara. So if you have the wrong cheshbonis, even if in halacha l'maaseh it doesn't make a difference, but tefillah bizman mitzvah means the right cheshbon of which day to be tevelas, is that could also be negei halacha l'maaseh. Pischei nida, certainly negei halacha l'maaseh. Tkufois v'gematriois. Tkufois, pashtus, does not refer to cheshbonis of kiddush hachodesh, which are mathematical and complex. We're talking over here about the cheshbonis of what's called Tkufas Hashana. The Rav just says in three words, Inyan Mahalach HaMazolos, which the Gemara describes in different places. The other Nekuda that's discussed in the Mefarshim over here is the Chishuv of the four seasons of the year. Tkufas Tishrei, Tkufas Teves, Tkufas Nisan, Tkufas Tammuz. That's where the Teis Yom Tov learns. So that's not again a straightforward way Halacha L'maisa. And therefore, it's not gufi halachas. Gematriois. The fact that gematria is a well-used tool in Limud HaTorah is undisputed. But it's not halacha l'maisa. Now, in the world of remes and the world of soid, gematrias are not just what the Mishnah calls parperois l'chochma. They're not just appetizers. They're not gufi halachas. We don't paskin halacha al pi gematria. But gematria is used extensively by all the mefarshim. So in agoda, again, it's not gufi halachas, it's not psak halacha. There's also the fact that if a person just uses cheshbonis, is nimble mentally, and is able to make cheshbonis a gematria, that itself is not, it's just something that's mechayev mental agility on a certain level. What's mechayev hisamkus and harvanya, even in the world of machshava and Remez and Soid, is to understand the significance of the gematrias. And that's Haravanya and learning. But again, it's not Gufei Halochois, it's Paparois Lachochma. This is the finale on this Perek, and now we'll start in Mirtz Hashem, the fourth Perek. The fourth Perek starts with a tragic figure. From the Gedolei Tanoim, the first two Mishnayos actually, first three Mishnayos are from Ben Zoyma and from Ben Azai. Ben Zoyma and Ben Azai, notably their names, even though they were both named Shimon, Shimon Ben Zoyma, Shimon Ben Azai, they're not called by their name itself. And that is because they were both Nifty young. Neither one had smichas chachomim to be considered from the Gedalia Dor, even though they were clearly from the Gedalia Dor. Gemara says that they were from the Gedalia Dorim Shein Kemoisam. Gemara says, in Brachas HaRoi, Ben Zoyma Bachalayim Yitzapa L'Chochma, Ben Azai compares himself to all the Chachmi Yisrael, and Rabbi Kiva is on the other side, but you're talking about Gedalia Chachomim. And the reason why they're tragic figures is because the Gemara Chagiga tells us about the Arba Shenichnesu L'Pardes. Into certain limudim, we have no idea exactly what is the definition of Pardes as described. It's some type of experience b'dayma l'nevuah, and there was no nevuah b'zmano. This is already hundreds of years after Psikas Nevuah. And this limud, which was some type of very deep, intense Kabbalah Dika experience and visions into the Olamos HaElyonim, was dangerous to a person because it could take a person from where he was. The Nevi'im had that Madrega already, but for the Tanoim, that was already Madrega beyond. So the Gemara says that Ben Azai Ben Zoyma Acher and Rabbi Kiva were Nichnasu L'Pardes, they were all Kanir from one door. Ben Zoyma Hitzitz V'Nifka, as they state that he was damaged by the experience and he lost his sanity, Kanir. Ben Azai was Meis. Acher became an Acher. He was the one Tana, one amongst, his name was Elisha ben Avuya. He was a great Tana, but Lamaisa, he was somehow done in by the experience, and he came to Machshavas of Kvira, and the Gemara discusses in a few places how he was Betzim, he was a Rebbe when he was younger of Rebbe, and Rebbe tried to be Machshavas B'tshuva, and Rebbe Kiva. Rabbi Kiva, who was Nichnas B'Shalom V'Yotze B'Shalom, and he's the Rebbe of all future Deris of Klal Yisrael in Inyonei Seydes HaTorah. The Gemara, the Medrash rather, darshens the Pasuk, Yokor Be'enei Hashem Hamovsal HaChasidov, on the doing in this tragic Hamovsal HaChasidov of these Gedalia Tanoim. Befrat, the Gemara says that Ben Zoymer is considered Godol HaTanoim in the area of Droshas HaMikrois. Mishameis ben Zoyme, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says in Saita, Botla Hadashonim. And over here he tells us, Ezu Chochem. And before we see his memory itself, we'll just add one more point. It's possible that the reason why Ben Zoyme over here is the beginning of the fourth parak, each one of the beginning of the prokim is the Yesoid. So the same way we said in the third parak, there's that one of the Tanoim that was recognized, Bidoiroi, as the Godel Shebedor, and yet he doesn't have his place in the Maseiros HaTorah because he decided for reasons of a personal integrity not to accept the position. And that's Akavi ben Malal. Ben Zoyme also, mitzad potential what Klal Yisrael could have had, is considered Migdalei HaTanoim, and he was. So it could be that that's why Rabbeinu HaKadosh put him over here by the beginning of the parak. His memory is Ezu Chochom Haloimin Mikol Adam. The definition of a Chochom is somebody who's open to learn from anybody. Sounds like a very simple statement, and it masks a lot of oimik. The tchuna of being a chochem is not somebody who has chochmah, but somebody who has a burning desire for chochmah. And because of that, he's not chosal kvoidoi, and he doesn't look at appearances, and he's not worried about his own kavod. What he does is, he's completely mevatel himself to any place where he could be dovuk in chokhmah. Im tivakshena kakesem kematmonim tichapseno oz tovin yiris Hashem v'dasa l'kim timtza, the pasuk says. That's chokhmah. Shenema mikom lamdai hiskalti. Brings the pasuk, David HaMelech says that David HaMelech's darga in chokhmah was a darga mikom lamdai. And that defines the experience of being a chokhmah. Now this a common theme, Ben Zoyme is not saying a vort in Chochmah, he's saying a vort in Kama Mailois, that instead of the Mailo being defined, basic traits, that instead of the Mailo being defined as the kinyan of that, it's defined by the experience that person has. The experience of somebody who's Mikom Lamde Eskalti is a different experience than somebody who's a tremendous Ilui and he grasps everything in one reading. This is an experience of being a constant roid of chokhmah. That's a chokhmah. The gibor is the same thing. A gibor l'chor is a mitzias. Somebody who could bend iron, somebody who could smash his way through concrete blocks, is a gibor. Says Ben Azai, no, a person who is Kovish as Yitzroy is in a constant experience of being Mizgaber. Shenemar, Toiv Erech Apayim, Migibor. Erech Apayim is somebody who has to exercise a lot of control. Than somebody who's naturally a Gibor. He's not, somebody who's naturally a Gibor is not in the experience of Gvura. U'moishel beruche miloiked ir. Somebody who's moishel beruche is in total control of his personality. He's greater, he's a bigger Gibor, a bigger hero, than somebody who captures a whole city. So this is the same idea. The Gibor is not somebody who has it. The Gibor is somebody who's constantly experiencing it. Ezer washer. It's not somebody who has a lot of money. It's somebody who's sameach b'chelkoi. Why? Because he's constantly feeling the feeling of having what he wants, of having what he needs. Shenema yigia kapecha kisoichel, a person who eats what he earns, and that's what he has, and that's what he's happy with. Ashrecho v'toiv loch. Wonderful and not only praiseworthy, but he's somebody to envy. Ashrecho b'olam hazeh, that he doesn't need to lower himself by going to different people because he's happy with what he has. V'toiv loch, the menuch sanefesh, the simcha, the bitalkan that he has, because he's a sameach b'chelkoi, is l'olam haba. So this is the same idea. An osher is nothing, not have to do with what you have, but it's how you experience life. It's all about your attitude. Ezehu mechubod, a mechubod l'chayr is somebody who people line up to get brachas from him, or his autograph, gets covered. No. Hamachabedus Habrius is constantly engaged in a never-ending process of recognizing kovod. When a person runs after his own kovod, he's cheapening himself. When a person is constantly engaged in being Mechabedus Habrius, he's in a constant encounter with kovod. He's a mechubod. He's tasting real kovod. Not somebody who has kovod, but somebody who's constantly engaged in an experience of kovod. Shenema, ki mechabdei achabed uboizei yekodu. The Rebbeinu Shalom says, I'm mechabed those that are mechabed me, and those that are mevaza me will become kal. So obviously when a person is dovek b'midos of Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he's going to be mechabed others. Ki mechabed achabed, like it says about the Rebbeinu Shalom. So this is, they all have one common theme, this memra of Ben Zayman.